We've been covering the crisis in Iraq pretty heavily for the last couple of weeks, and President Obama says what's happening there is vitally important to the United States. But for a lot of Americans, Iraq is just not a top concern anymore. That was pretty clear to me when I spoke with John Wisely today. He's a reporter with the Detroit Free Press.
It's not the first topic people would talk about right now. Detroit, as you probably know, is going through a bankruptcy, and there's a lot of issues related to that. That's more of a topic than Iraq right now, and I think it's kind of people focusing closer to home. And there's almost like a feeling like they've spent enough time and emotion worrying about Iraq, and they kind of want to avoid it now.
I mean, it's understandable with you know, the Detroit bankruptcy, something in your own backyard that is very obvious and visible. But are you surprised that people aren't talking more about a war that really engulfed this country and a lot of its citizens for, you know, good 10 years almost?
It is a little surprising because, I mean, there's still a lot of people here with family members in the military. There's still a lot of people who know veterans or who have served. But there's almost like an Iraq fatigue that has kind of set in for just from the people I know.
I'd be interested in hearing just kind of like what you've seen over the past 20 years, which is the time that you've been in Detroit. You've seen stories come through the newsroom, including both the first Gulf War in 1990, as well as the U.S. occupation in Iraq. How do you remember the sentiment at those moments compared to now?
There's definitely been a shift. When I was a much younger reporter in 1990, when I first got in the business, there was dissent then. I remember the, you know, the no blood for oil kind of things. And there was a kind of a mild dissent about the first Gulf War, but it was minor. And there was more of a unity of purpose. And then, you know, as things kind of wore on and as we got toward the invasion in the 2000s, there was much more dissent and much more sharply contrasting opinions to be seen. Now I think you've got kind of a, you know, a stalemate in terms of the public policy, you know, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing to try to fix the situation over there.
John, do you wonder what it would take to make Americans interested at this point?
I hate to say this, but I think it would take some type of violence in America, some type of attack or something that would kind of shock the conscience of the nation. But, you know, right now there's kind of a somewhat of a parochial view where people think, you know, we've got our own issues at home to worry about, and between the economy, which is still struggling nationwide, but perhaps more so here in Michigan just because of the auto industry and Detroit's bankruptcy and some of the other factors, there's much more interest in trying to do nation building, as the phrase goes, at home rather than trying to solve something overseas.
John Wisely with the Detroit Free Press. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Marco.